Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. In this episode today, I have a guest over. This is my friend, Isaac Noakes.
Hello!
Hello. So, on our first agenda topic for today, creepers. What is your view on the creeper being in Minecraft?
Well, it's a pig, right? It's a pig.
It used to be a pig.
It was originally, it was like their first try to code a pig, and then it was like,
it was completely
creeper. They're so annoying.
They do blow up your base a lot.
Yes. Dude, one time, I was like mining around with my friends, just, you know, chilling, and I fell in a cave. And I turn around to three creepers and a zombie. That's just like, that's literally like suicide. That's just it.
Did you die?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate creepers on like a
coding, complex? Oh, annoyance? Not that annoying, honestly, for me. I find skeletons more annoying. Even though I play Minecraft with no sound.
What?
I just don't like the
sound. No, an arrow just goes over your head while you're in your house, and you're just...
Well, I just see the arrow.
But what if you don't? What if you don't?
Well, then my diamond armor will deflect most of the damage.
Okay. What about Dream? What are your thoughts on Dream?
Great speedrunner.
True.
Good Minecraft player.
True.
Not the best at, you know, surviving hardcore. I'm kidding, he has manhunt videos.
I mean, Dream and George Not Found. What are your thoughts on that?
He's good at PvP. Unless it's versus Technoblade, then he's trash.
But George Not Found, like, Dream and George.
George Not Found, wasn't he one of the original Manhunters? And he,
yes, he was the first one.
He's had the most Dream kills in the Manhunt series.
Technically, but he's, like, I'd say between, like, the three classic hunters, Sapnap's
pretty good.
Bad Boy Halo, and George Not Found, I'd say George Not Found is good at PvP.
He's a Minecraft veteran, isn't he?
Yeah. And I'd say Bad Boy Halo's more just chill. And Sapnap is like, Sapnap could take down Dream.
Bad Boy Halo is kind of the comedic person.
Yeah.
I always liked when Ant Venom.
What's hot?
Wait, Ant Venom.
What's hot?
Ant Frost came in.
What's hot? It smells like muffins. Dream. Okay, what are your thoughts on Dream versus Techno? Like with their, you know, their PvP.
I think that their 100,000 thing with Mr. Beast, I think it was really close. But Technoblade definitely won fair and square.
I think it was just crazy that they did their own versions. Like, why don't you just PvP on just one version?
Because they practiced in each one, I guess. And I don't know.
I know, but one of the main differences is just the shield, and there's not a lot of other differences.
Well, yeah, but the shield is the difference. You can put up your shield, knock people back, and then disable it.
In Techno's edition, can't you use your sword as a shield for a couple of seconds?
Isn't for there, like, 1.9? Is pre-combat update?
I don't know. I thought there was addition. Where you can just hold your sword.
I thought like that was a data pack.
I don't know.
Or it may have been in there, but I don't think it wouldn't. If there was, it was not as effective as the shield.
No.
It just like.
I think it only half the damage. Like a hit, but you still took the damage. It's like, oh yeah, the Nether.
Let's talk about the Nether.
What are your thoughts on like the Nether update?
The Nether update, I think it was a long time a coming. I think it was a really good update. One of the best, in my opinion. The Nether had so much potential in the beginning, and it used that potential. You know, it had ghasts, blazes. Now there are pigmen.
Yes.
I mean, piglin.
I am glad that they changed the texture of Netherrack. The old Netherrack, old textures, it's like disgusting. It looks like, I feel like the hoglins weren't needed.
The hoglins were unneeded. They're kind of just
it's
like.
It's a good Nether food source.
They're kind of like goats, but they do damage. I mean, dropping pork is really useful.
True, but yeah, actually, they are. That's like their only use, though.
I guess without hoglins, the Nether wouldn't be completely survivable starting out in survival.
True, because if you just have hoglins aren't affected by gold armor, right? Like if you're wearing gold armor,
yeah,
they
I don't think
still
they're
attack you.
Because inside the Nether, if you're trying to survive, if you start out in survival in there, you can use the Nether trees as wood, basalt as stone.
You could use mushrooms as food. You could just get wood and then...
Yeah, but that'd be harder. And I guess.
But you could get mushrooms too, and that actually gives you a lot of...
Pork's just better, because it's meat, and it doesn't sound really weird when you're drinking it.
Actually, no, you could smelt the wood.
I mean,
actually, if you think about it, you could escape the Nether. Like, if you start... like, you could speedrun escaping the Nether. Like, you could get food and stuff, and then you just have to find a ruined Nether portal, and then there's gravel in the Nether, and if you find, like, obsidian in the chest, you could technically get back to the overworld.
I guess, yeah.
But that would take a while, because aren't ruined Nether portals in the Nether kind of hard to find?
I've never actually found one inside the Nether. I've only found one some inside the overworld. But the ones I do find inside the overworld, I find way too often.
I know. I always get golden apples.
Wow, lucky.
One time I got an efficiency 3 golden hoe.
Okay, that breaks after like 9 uses.
I know, it's so stupid. Anything gold related in Minecraft is, I guess, tools. Okay, what are your thoughts on, like, I know it was like 2 or 3 years ago that Mr. Beast started like playing Minecraft on his gaming channel, but like, what are your thoughts on Beast?
I think that he started Mr. Beast Gaming. I think that he started Mr. Beast Gaming because he was trying to go with the trends on YouTube at that point. Though I don't think it was a bad decision. I think it was a good decision because he brings original content, a lot of the last to leave, last to do stuff into Minecraft.
Yeah.
Which makes it a little less intense and a little more fun, in my opinion.
He brings a lot of popular Minecraft YouTubers in there, like Wilbur Soot. I've seen Tommy in it, and Dream, and even George, I think, in there.
Yeah, you get to see your favorite creators inside there without Mr. Beast having you set up like a Dream thing, which would never happen because we can never see his face. But you can see all your favorite creators in Minecraft.
He's going to do a face reveal not too far from now.
Uh-oh.
Like, he said, I think Dream was actually on a podcast, and he said that once, like, coronavirus and the pandemic is finally gone, that he would have a giant meetup with all his fans, and then he would reveal his face. Didn't somebody, like, what is it called, like, dox him or something, where they found his address and everything?
The man knows too much.
Okay, well...
No one shall see the face of Dream without their eyes... without their eye brushing out.
Okay, so...
That would be comical.
What are your thoughts on, like... What
your
do you
YouTube
think?
Channel.
No. What are your thoughts on, like, Minecraft? If you could describe it in one adjective, what would you describe it? Creative? Survival? Adventure?
Build, create, explore. Wait, that's not an adjective.
You took that
straight out of the Minecraft commercials, yes.
Give me one adjective describing Minecraft. Explore. So, can I have a tiny promotion for my channel? Like a tiny plug?
Sure. Subscribe to Avian Productions and you will make me mad when I lose a tabs challenge.
So basically, subscribe to my channel because I think Callum's going to put a link to my video on this podcast.
Subscribe to Avian Productions so that you can troll me.
We are going to have a tabs challenge, and if you don't know what tabs is, you
totally
will see...
Totally accurate battle simulator.
Yes, you will see...
For all those kids out there who think yeah. We're doing a Windows challenge.
You will probably see in my video what it is, but if I win, I have to make Callum do whatever he wants, or whatever I want.
What do I do when I win? Oh, well, on your YouTube channel, you get to... You say anything I want you to.
Okay. So if you want to go see that... go check out my channel.
Stop promoing.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. IVM Productions. anyways, for the outro, what are we gonna sing, Callum?
Wait, before that, I want to shout out all the kids who thought the tabs challenge was us, like, spam clicking Windows tabs. You can just believe that. It's fine. You don't need to know.
Okay, so what are we gonna do for the outro?
Creeper. Aw, man.
So we back in the mines, pick up pickaxe ringing from side to side, side to side. This task is a grueling one, hope we find some diamonds tonight, night, diamonds tonight. Thank you for listening to this podcast, see you on the next episode. This task is a grueling one, hope to find some diamonds.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.